generally, when it comes to skulas, I'm not someone that encourages Talmidim to look for skulas. You know, they say that there was once a fellow who came to the stipler. The stipler, every once in a while, did give skulas. And he said to him, Rebbe, I need a skula for Shalom Bayis. And he was excited. Stipler could at times be very demonstrative. Stipler got very excited and he said, wait a second. He ran out of the room and he was excited about what they were going to bring him. So Stipler comes running back and he brings a broom. And he says, here, this is a skula for Shalom Bayis. There's only one skula that I talk about. And that's a skula that is quoted, some say even based on the words of the Ramban himself. The Ramban has a letter that he wrote to his sons, and he says, Shebiyom shiikare igerazu shianu min hashemayim. If you read this letter, then they will respond in heaven, kol ma shiisha. If you take a look in many of the sidurim that the yeshiva has, there's the Igeres HaRamban, the letter of the Ramban on one page, and there are amazing, amazing things that are promised if a person reads the Igeres HaRamban once a week. All I can say is every single Talmud that I've met that has consistently read Igeres HaRamban once a week has told me that their lives are not the same. And just like we're omel in Chidushei HaRamban, so too, when it comes to the Igeres HaRamban, it requires the same analysis. And I hope what I'm going to do tonight is only going to start you in the direction of really taking the Ramban's Igeres very seriously. And I want to ask three questions in the words of the Ramban. We're only going to do the first five lines. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, beginning, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh toras imecha. Listen to my musar. And then the Ramban says some very interesting things. Tisnaheg tamid l'daber kol dvorecha b'nachas. First mission he gives us, the first missive, is to speak softly. L'chol adam uv'chol eis, to every person. Uvazeh, and with this, tinatzel min akas, you'll be saved from anger. Shehi mida ra'al la'achti b'nei adam. Because kas is the source of so much sin. Notice the Ramban's words. This is Tzarech Yun number one. The Ramban says, if you speak softly, ubazeh, and with this, tinatzel min akas, you'll be saved from anger. V'chein amru raboseinu kol akoyes kol mine ganim sholtim boy. If a person falls into kas, all of Gehenim, all of hell rules over him. There's a beautiful stipler in next week's parsha. Stipler says, Torah tells us by the Makav Tzvardeya, Vatal HaTzvardeya, simple reading is that one frog came out of the Nile. And what happened? So the Medrash picks up on that word, says really one frog came out. And the Egyptians hit the frog, and then split into two. Someone else hit it, split into two. Stipler asks a basic question. After a while, Chachamim, so smart, stop hitting the frog. Before long, the frogs were throughout Mitzrayim. And the stipler says the answer is that when a person is in anger, they don't think logically. That's the first level of what it means, kol mine genim sholtim bo. And if we're honest with ourselves, then we have to look that in the eye. And that is the spechina of kol mine genim sholtim bo. Then, after a couple of other psukim, the Ramban then goes on and he says, V'chasher tinotzel min hakas, and when you're saved from kas, tale alibcha midaso anova, then what will come onto your heart, what will be raised in your heart, will be humility. Tzarechiyu number two. Kas is one thing, and the lack of kas is one thing. A person who's calm. But what does that have to do with the most important midah, Ish Moshe Ana Mikol Adam? What's the relationship between the two? So question number one is, what does speaking softly have to do with the ikas? Question number two is, how is it that ikas automatically creates anava? Uva'avur anava tala alibcha midas hayira. The Ramban then goes on and says, and the moment in which you're humble, then you'll reach the Madrega Yerushalayim. In many ways, this is the motif of the entire Igeres HaRamban. And the third question is, what's the relationship between Anava, being humble, and Yerushalayim? And the most amazing part of these words of the Ramban is the Ramban, if you do the math, is saying, if you really speak softly, you'll become the ultimate Yirah Shemayim. And the Ramban is giving us a formula. The formula starts with speaking softly, and it ends with Yirah Shemayim. What does that mean? How? There's a legend in the yeshivas. Often it's said over, at the most tragic of times, that the Ramban had a Talmud who was young, who was dying, probably was what we know as cancer today. And the Ramban was also broken. And the Ramban asked the Talmud, and he said to him, please, when you get up to Shemayim, I want you to come back to me in a dream and tell me why it is that you suffered. See, the Ramban himself was struggling with the ultimate question of tzaddik v'ralo. And in the yeshivas, they say over that after the Talmud passed away, he did come back to the Ramban in a dream. And he said to him, Rebbe, I can't answer your question. But one thing I can tell you is that from the perspective over here, from where I sit now, there are no questions. But you will never understand the answer to that question. And this is the yesod that starts, according to Ramban, of speaking softly, which ultimately leads to the chalos of Yerushalayim. And that is that man, you and I, have to surrender to the fact that there's someone, something, a metzius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from above, that ultimately is in control. And the moment in which we turn on that dime, the moment in which we really, really internalize that Kudsha Brichu is the one who's in control, and we don't always know what is best, is the Pesach of Avodas Hashem, it's the Pesach of understanding the Ramban's world. The Gemara says, Kol HaKoe, someone who loses his temper, Ki ilu oved avodah zarah, is also like someone who served idols. What's the omic of the Gemara? Now we understand beautifully. You have Tony and Jack that are driving along the road. And Tony cuts off Jack. Cuts him off. In the United States of America, that has resulted in murder. Pshuto kimashmo, murder. How does it happen? What is that trigger inside of those individuals that creates the phenomenon that they lose control so much that they'll murder somebody? And the answer is that what happens is that there's a struggle. I own the road. I control. I'm in control. And you tried to take my control. What happens is that Tony and Jack, in their perspectives, Each one of them is the god of the road. And when there's a battle, kaviyachol, of gods, only one of them could win. Only one will live, and the other will die. Kol mine ge'enem sholten bo is the mitzius, is the antithesis of the sense that God is there. The sense of shlemus, of completion. It's the absence of any participation in God's world. And what comes in its place is Gehenim and an Avodah Zarah. The irony is, when a person desires control, then he loses control. And the person that tries to pursue ultimate control, that's the person who reaches the place of Gehenna. And that's the relationship between these two Gemaras. Kol HaKoes is Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Kol HaKoes is Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtim Bo. What's the Midah of Anova? The Midah Anova, the Midah of humility, is when a person recognizes that they're not in control. That every gift that they have, every talent that they have, comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That every koach that they have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And their koach is to be used the way God wants them to use it, not the way that they want to use it. And therefore, if someone is meant to pass them on the road, then that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, that they pass them on the road. Sometimes we will get what we want, and sometimes we won't. Let's go back to our tzarichiyuns. Let's go backwards. The ultimate in Avodas Hashem of Yerushamayim stems from Anova. Anova is the recognition that we described before, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, the sense that there's a Borei Olam, and I have Yira from him. How do we reach out that Madrega? Ooh, a very important Chiddush. And that is, when a person reaches the point where they're not in kas, then automatically they reach the Madrega of Anava. Because kas is the antithesis of the Amida of Anava. Kas is lit up when a person tries to be in control. And here comes the most amazing Chiddush of them all. Says the Ramban, if a person speaks softly, if a person's medaber benachas, what does it mean to speak softly? Doesn't mean whether he screams in middle of shir or he speaks softly in shir. That's not what the Ramban is talking about. What the Ramban is talking about, he says, speak softly, the daber benachas, is the recognition that there are some who have a different opinion. There's a recognition that there are some who are going to at times get their way and you're not going to get yours. And the Ramban gives us what we call in psychology a behavioral model. The Ramban gives us the model in which he says, you know how on the outside you create this phenomenon of lack of kas? You speak softly. You're mechabed acherim. Now that you're mechabed acherim, you realize that acherim is also the ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is one of the greatest skulas in life. Because someone who doesn't deal with their kas lives a life of Gehenim, and someone who does deal with his kas lives a life of Anova and Yerushamayim. Reb Braunschweiger, may have refuah shleima, told us that when the war was over, I mentioned this to Talmidim in the past, his father had happened to get a few dollars. His father had been a successful businessman before the war, and his father was a successful businessman as well after the war. And amazingly, going from a family that had four of their children murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem, with absolutely nothing to eat, a couple of months after the Holocaust ended, his father and his family, with the three children that were left, were living in a Nazi mansion. His father was an astute businessman, and he had managed to bring his family back to what was almost even a greater lifestyle than they were living before. They were living in Germany, and many survivors would come to Rabbi Braunspiegel's father's house, and it was known as a place where survivors would be looking for relatives, they'd be looking for a place to stay on Shabbos. And he said on Shabbos, in the ballroom of the home, there were about 100, 150 people every week. Many of the survivors didn't even know that it was his father's house. In fact, they thought it would have been commissioned by the joint. And he used to sit next to his father, and his father would sit along the tables with everybody else. He said, one Friday night, a man turned to his father and he said, this is a really nice place to stay. People slept there throughout the week. He said to him during the Shabbos meal, it's a really nice place to stay. How long do you get to stay here? Didn't realize he was talking to the Baal Bayis. Rabbi Braunspiegel's father said to him the following yesod. He said to him, I've been here for a while, 2 months, and the Baal Bayis hasn't kicked me out yet, and I think that you could stay for a while too. Who's the real Baal Bayis? Who really owns your home? Says Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich in his introduction to the Igeres HaRamban, Shemalas hanova mevik al atzmoi kol mailus bishleimus shel tzelem elokim. To be made in God's image is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and that makes us a chelek elokam imal. That's what creates the tzelem elokim. Notice Rav Michal Yehuda's language. Shemalas hanova mevik al atzmoi shleimus. The ultimate completion is the recognition that someone else can have something. The recognition that I'm not in control. And that bechina of shleimus is what creates the tzelem elokim. In other words, the person that desires control, who desires shleimus, that is the recipe to Gehenim. And the individual who says that I'm not going to look for everything, that's the bechina of tzelem elokim, and that's the bechina of shleimus. And it doesn't only apply to the bechina of kas, it doesn't only apply to the bechina of gashmius, as in the story of Rabbi Braunspiegel, but it applies also to ruchnius. There's a beautiful story that Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner started the yeshiva that founded almost all yeshivas today. He came to the Vilna Gaon, and he said to the Groz Zechusa Yogain Aleinu, he said to him, Rebbe, I have this fantastic idea of creating a yeshiva and the model of your Derech HaLimud. And he's very taken aback. The Groz was not so excited. A couple years later, Reb Chaim Volozhiner saw that there were more boys that needed a yeshiva and they didn't have a yeshiva. With trepidation, he came back to the Groz. This is the seeds of our yeshiva today. Shivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chana originally was named as a successor of the yeshiva of Volozhin. And he came back to the Gra again and he said to him, Rebbe, I'm worried about this idea. You don't like it, but I see a need for it. To which the Gra said, for sure, open the yeshiva. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said to him, Rebbe, I said to you 2 or 3 years ago, I had this idea. What happened? Why did you turn me down? The Gra said, because when you came the first time, you were too confident. You felt like that idea at Shleimus. You didn't leave enough room for trepidation, for Kudsha Brichu, for Yirah Shemayim. And your dua, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner founded the Avia Yeshivos with tears in the Evan Apina in the cornerstone. Tears of trepidation. And from that comes most of the yeshivas today. Without the confidence that it's going to work. The understanding that Kudsha Brich Hu needs to give his Siyata Deshmaya, his stamp. And in the Olam HaChassidus, I saw that my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak of Amshinov, Zechusa Yagin Aleinu, said a similar vart in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the sneh. And there's something really, really cryptic. The pasuk says that he said, Asura na vereh. He sees this fiery bush that's not burning. Asura na, let me turn, please. Who's he saying please to? Asura na vereh. Who's he saying please to? Rabbi Yitzchak of Amshinov said, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, maybe I should look, but maybe I shouldn't. Please, I want to, I have a tshuka. But maybe I'm jumping too fast. If you're so confident that the next thing that you're doing is the right thing to do, then you have to stop and ask yourself again. Asura na, maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe, asura na vere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. And we should be zoicha to live this bechina asura na. And we should be zoicha to be mekayim the words of the Ramban. It's a lifetime avoda. Start now. Talmidim in the yeshiva, younger Talmidim that came over to me, boys in Shana Aleph came over to me. They started reading the Geras Ramban once a week, and they say that it changed. And I think that's the greatest segula. The greatest segula is to be a little bit more of a tzelem elokim. And then all the other brachos, Be'ez HaShem, will come along with it as well. Good Shabbat.